KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And good morning. We have cloudy skies and it's 52 degrees here in Atlantic. Our forecast for today is calling for mostly cloudy skies with showers and isolated thunderstorms, a high of 57. Rain ending tonight, becoming partly cloudy to cloudy overnight with a low of 37. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The driver of a pickup was injured and transported by air ambulance to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines after the pickup struck a deer Tuesday night in Union County. Authorities say the accident happened in the Creston city limits at around 7:22 p.m. According to the report, 25-year-old Tyler Donald Miller of Prescott was traveling south on Highway 25 when the 2001 Dodge Ram pickup he was driving struck a deer. The vehicle then went off the road to the right and entered a ditch before rolling over. The pickup came to rest on its passenger side. The vehicle was declared a total loss or $20,000 damage. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest at around 3:45 a.m. Tuesday of 42-year-old Julianne Marquise Edsel from Creston. She was arrested at 809 West Adams Street and charged with possession of a controlled substance third offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Edsel was taken to the Union County Jail and then transferred to the Adams County Jail, where her cash or surety bond was set at $5,000. Authorities say there were two vehicles reported stolen over the past couple of days from Creston. One of the vehicles was set on fire. The other was discovered in Ringgold County. Police say a red 2003 Chevy S10 pickup stolen from Ebby's Auto in Creston was reported to be on fire just after 7 a.m. Tuesday near the intersection of Cherry and Montgomery Streets in Creston. The loss was estimated at $5,000. And a little before 9 p.m. a.m. Monday, that is, a woman reported to police her 2009 Dodge Ram four-door pickup had been stolen from outside of a residence in the 100 block of East Adams Street in Creston. Also missing from inside the vehicle was miscellaneous tools, personal property, and medications. The loss was estimated at $13,780. Authorities say the pickup was recovered in Ringgold County later in the day. The Adair County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday reported five recent arrests. Last Saturday, 32-year-old Jeffrey Scott Avey and 18-year-old Sierra Joe Graham, both of Stewart, were arrested for burglary in the third degree, possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and possession of paraphernalia. Avey was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. Graham was cited and released a few hours later. On November 4th, 26-year-old Jacob Quentin Dvorak of Waukee was arrested for driving while license denied or revoked for OWI. He was released the following day on a $1,000 bond. On November 3rd, the Iowa State Patrol arrested 20-year-old Danny Anna O'Malley of Omaha in Adair County following a traffic stop on Interstate 80. She was charged with possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. And on October 31st, 19-year-old Anthony James Norval Schwingles of Council Bluffs was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol on I-80 in Adair County. He was charged with driving while barred. O'Malley and Schwingles were later released on their own recognizance. The Glenwood Police Department on Tuesday said a 19-year-old from Council Bluffs was arrested on drug charges that day. Devin Hatfield was taken into custody for possession of marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for driving while barred. His bond was set at $3,300. And on Monday, 33-year-old Lorenzo Cobb of Hastings, Nebraska, was arrested in Glenwood for driving while revoked, with bond set at $1,000. A woman from Council Bluffs was cited for failure to maintain control and failure to provide proof of insurance following a single vehicle accident just before midnight Saturday in Glenwood, or near Glenwood. 30-year-old Ashley Morgan was driving northbound on I-29 at mile marker 36 when another motorist notified authorities that Morgan was allegedly driving erratically. She told police that she drifted off the road to the left and struck a cable barrier before a 2006 Chevy came to rest. There were no injuries reported. Nearly a dozen special guests, including Iowa 3rd District Congresswoman Cindy Axne and U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Undersecretary Xochitl Torres-Small, attended a roundtable event at Elite Octane in Atlantic Tuesday morning. The local dry mill ethanol plant served as a backdrop for Axne to announce new rural energy investments in Iowa to help modernize energy infrastructure, lower energy costs, and implement renewable energy systems across the state. Elite Octane CEO Nick Bodish began the meeting by saying that the ethanol plant started the morning on Tuesday with 3.25 million bushels of corn on the property. Two huge bins hold 2 million bushels each, leaving a large mountain of corn on the ground.
Look at all that corn, and what really puts it in perspective is that's about what we process in 3 weeks' time, just 21 or 22 days. And that volume of corn is processed into high-octane fuel and high-value, high-nutrition distillers grains. A third of that's all coming back out into feed our animal agriculture sector.
Audish said it's been a great, great harvest, safe harvest. Congresswoman Axne, who toured the plant last year, was excited Tuesday to announce a REAP, or Rural Energy for America, program grant of $250,000 was awarded to the company.
To make additional energy efficiency improvements. And as the secretary said, that's part of $1.8 million of investment just in our state alone. So what Elite Octane intends to do, and Nick went over part of that, is install a DEER system, something I'm just learning about, a dryer exhaust energy recovery system. And that will realize over $1.2 million in savings per year, replacing nearly 90 million kilowatts every single year.
Another way the company is saving money and reducing the impact on the environment, especially with regard to the underground aquifers, is by using recycled water.
To run our ethanol plant, we need water to cool. We have a big cooling tower, and over half the water that we use here is the recycled water coming from the city, and not putting that demand on our natural resources in the ground. So it's really where I think out of 212 ethanol plants, we're one of just three that have that sort of setup. Very unique, and the city of Atlantic is a tremendous partner in helping enable this business to come to Cass County.
And you can read more about that story in this same report on our news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.